Well, I was a young fellow at the time. That was about 1910, I think, when they brought this compulsory training in. I still played cricket, football and all those things, and I didn't fancy this game of going to shoulder arms of a Saturday afternoon. Consequently, it went on and went on and went on, and I was about 3 years behind time. So I cleared off, I went to Sydney. I stayed there for about 12, 18 months or something. And I come back, I was working at Port Melbourne Railway Station as a railway employee. And an officer came up to me and he said, "Is your name Parker?" And I says, "You know my bloody name." And before I knew where I was, I get a summons. I go before the city court, they don't take me to the Port Melbourne court, where there would have been a little bit of graft, I feel sure. Well, they took me to the city court, and I'm sentenced to 42 days detention at Swan Island. Well, I was going to clear off to Sydney again. And when we got down to Spencer Street Station, I think they read my mind. A military couple was right on my ginger foot. Now, down to Swan Island I go. Well, when I got home, I'm in a hell of a mess with my dad. Where the hell are you been, see? Now, but not so long after the war broke out. And when the war broke out, I was told, "Oh, if you're condoned for your sins, if you join the army." I couldn't get in the army quick enough. And I joined up around about the first week in August.
I was afraid I was ill. And I suppose a dentist too. I was only 20, and that prompted me to go to the war.
I was a woodworking machinist at Campbell Sawmill, one of the oldest established sawmills in Queensland. And then the war broke out, and I enlisted in August 1914. I was 18.
I belonged to the St George's Rifles Regiment, and we was called up 2 days before the outbreak of war to guard the cable station, because they told me that our nation would be declaring war on Germany in the matter of hours.
Well, in 1910 they brought in an Act of Parliament requiring all youths of 18 to register for universal training for home defence only, and when war broke out, about half of our unit just enlisted on the spot.
I used to watch the veterans come back from the South African War. I had always said in my younger days that if ever a war broke out, I would offer myself, because I didn't know what I was talking about, probably.
The recruiting officer said, "Oh, it says you're in bad condition." I said, "I've just taken part in an amateur tournament at a stadium in the lightweight division." So he said, "Oh, you're okay, in you go."
All those was asked that if they wished to enlist, to hand their names into the orderly room, of which we done. We went straight through the doctor, and when we passed, we were sworn in.
You feel your country's in a spot of bother. You're emotional, aren't you?
I was keen, 100% keen, like we all were in those days. All the feeling in Australia, we're going to be in it, and let's get to it. The feeling was very patriotic. British Empire, you know.
Well, after we were sworn in, we was marched out in batches to the tram and taken to Randwick Racecourse for billeting.
We marched into Winoga camp.
We were in camp about 10 days after the war started.
The camp then was down in the southern part of Tasmania, not far from Hobart. And we just manoeuvred and drilled and exercised, and we went down onto the wharves at one time and helped load the vessels up.
Here we were young and vigorous, and we didn't have very much training here before we left. We were in Claremont up till about February, I think, we left here. And we had 10 days in Melbourne in Broadmeadows, in which we couldn't get out of our tent. It rained the whole time, and they brought food to us in our tents, and we just stayed there until it was ready until the time came for us to board the ship.
We weren't there so very long, only a fortnight, I think. And with that, we were marched off through the streets of Adelaide, joined the train and went to Melbourne.
When we left the Melbourne camp by train, we blew the bugle going through Hendra because we knew Waddy Blacklock, the racing people. He had two lovely daughters, Vera and Mel, and they got onto the wharf at Pingabar to see us all.
They had no conception of what war was all about or anything. Most of the young fellows, before the war, they sort of treat the business as a bit of a joke.
My dearest sister Alice, she came along and said goodbye to us. And she was the only person on the station to say goodbye. But then we joined the Geelong.
On the 19th of August 1914, we rode all our horses from the Moore Street Depot in South Melbourne right through the city to Queen Street near the River Yarra, where the boat used to come up, and the troop ship Carew was lying there, and we all embarked on that boat, and that's where we sailed from the next day.
I was excited about going overseas, not so much for King and Country, but because I'd been trained as a soldier and was keen as a young fellow of 19 to get away. It was excitement as well. The only thing we were frightened of would be over before we got there.